Warning, this podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
That's stealing! Common stealing!
Sorry. It's from Kirk, you bastard!
And it's your job to go out there and kill the bastard! Club them to death, thief.
What's the racist alarm?
I don't know!
How much is in my bank account at the moment? Nothing.
It can do it. Bloody well did with me.
Can I have my drink now, please?
Trisexual?
Count us in.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. And welcome to the last ever, the finale, the last Jedcast. With me, Abner.
Me, Tommy.
Me, Tommy.
Me, Kyle. And our special guest today, he's back.
Yes.
Liam Piper.
Hello, all.
The Pied Piper of Jedcast.
Yes!
Does that deserve a high five?
Right, and the one, the only...
Jed Miller. He's Jed back Miller. In the studio. Where he belongs.
Jed, do us a little introduction for all our fans.
Good morning, everyone.
It's not the morning, Jed.
It's always morning somewhere. That's my logic behind it.
Yep. Go on, Jed, continue.
Yeah, it's Jed.
So, in wards, the big thing is that the generals will go out before the big battles and they will give their inspiring speech. They will say, famously, we will fight them on the beaches. We will, you know, Winston Churchill. Jed, imagine we are your soldiers. There's 500 of us assembled here. You need us to go out there and win to save your country from being destroyed. Inspire us.
Right, what war are we fighting?
We're kind of hoping you could tell us that.
Yeah, you're
in
own,
charge.
You're
just
in
soldiers.
Charge.
Give
we
me
nothing.
A war, and I'll...
WW2.
No.
Should we say D-Day?
I think we... No.
Yeah, D-Day. D-Day. D-Day.
Yeah.
Whose phone's on?
That would be mine.
Outside, mate. Put it outside.
Right.
I will put it on silent. As soon as I have read this text message.
Oh, Jed!
It's from Kirk, you bastard!
Jed Miller,
Jed, give us the phone
speech.
Here. Jed.
Let us right out the window.
Give us the phone.
This wouldn't happen in battle, Jed.
Jed, give us the phone.
We're under fire.
Right, let's just carry on.
D-Day, and his phone goes on fire.
I'm scared! Help us, Jed.
Give us an inspiring
right.
speech.
Right, we've... It's D-Day today, it's 1944, sometime in May, I think.
June
or whatever. We've got them Germans over there trying to get us and undermine everything we stand for. And it's your job to go out there and kill the bastards.
Why did you start with the date? Why did you tell us what the date was?
It's D-Day.
Hello everyone, D-Day today.
I'm actually going to have a little checklist.
Okay, Jed, so that was World War II.
Michael? Yes?
Now, we're in the Civil War. You are Oliver Cromwell. No, you're Jed Miller, but as Oliver Cromwell.
Hear ye, hear ye.
He wasn't a town crier.
Hear ye, hear ye. I want ye to kill ye olde royalists. Use ye swords and ye shields and club them to death, thee.
You're not very inspiring.
You know they had...
You're
just telling us
inspiring.
Our job.
You're just... It's not... very much the
go and kill them. It's not
It's nothing inspiring. Like what you're fighting for is the freedom of man. You're fighting for everyone you hold most dear. What you're doing is kill the bastards.
What we are fighting for is
no. That's
the
what I said.
Of these country.
Well,
Jed, the old us. England.
Jed, inspire us.
You are fighting for not just for ye olde England. You are fighting in the name of the Lord. Go out there and kill the bastards.
I can honestly see however much we try and turn that.
It's going to always end up with that last line.
Kill the
what
bastards.
About Vietnam? from the Vietnamese point of view.
Right, so you're the Viet Cong, and I'm the head of the Viet Cong.
Yeah, the Viet King, if you will.
Hello there! I want you to go and kill the Americans!
Jesus Christ!
I have napalm! Hello! Stop laughing at me!
You know they all talk like that out that way?
Are we giving this one to Michael?
You know they all talk like that, you know, Harrow, this chicken is rubbery. Actually, they mean, hello, this chicken is lovely.
Jed, the windows are open.
Oh, God. Did the racist alarm go off there?
It did. It did, but you couldn't hear it over laughing.
Crikey, and a shout out as well. Hi Dave, could you give a big shout out to Jed Miller, who will be recording the last of his popular podcast series, the Jedcast, today. Also, I've been told to plug the site, nibs.jellycast.com. So yeah, nibs, nibs, whatever it is, nibs.jellycast.com. Apparently, it is well worth doing.
Who was that?
York Radio.
University, York Radio.
How the hell did you get them to announce it?
Because we sent in a lot of emails.
There's actually another person I know that I used to listen to this web on America called Power 105.
Yeah.
If I could email them and tell them to plug it, they most probably will.
Power 105, did it have a jingle?
Yeah, Power 105.
Can you do the jingle?
Sing the jingle.
I don't know, they don't actually have a jingle, they said the Ed Lover Show.
The Ed Lover Show.
Right. Anyway, right. We do apologise, but now entering a commercial break. Are you sick and tired of the Tom using a female's voice and annoying you? Please turn left. Please turn right. Now for women, we have the Tom woman, which has meant to you turn left, turn right. New Tom for women. You'll follow him wherever he goes. Are you sick and tired of deliveries? Are you sick and tired of people not delivering stuff on time? People time saying, sorry, it's late, but the ship sank and we had to get it back for our dinghy. Well, with the new delivery system by FedUp, we'll get this package to you within 24 hours of you ordering it. Or we'll give you your money back and we'll still give you the package anyway. FedUp Delivery Services. Well, we'll give it to you no matter what the situations. Does not include ship sinking and does not include any other problems, including broken down vans, blowing up of vans, or loss of parcels. Terms and conditions apply. It will cost £25 per package. Are you sick and tired of fast food restaurants not giving you food on time?
I'll be ready for you in a minute.
Quite some time later.
Oh, sorry, I've got the order wrong.
Well, slap him into shape with new face slapper. It stretches for 2 meters and will slap anyone who annoys you. Oi, give me food. Boom. The new face slapper. We give you fast food faster.
And there's some brilliant efforts from Liam Piper there.
Okay, so Jed, why did you live above a pub?
I was working there.
What were you working at?
What's Pub Watchers?
It's a company that is incredibly fucked up.
What happened? Is Tony Twizzler involved?
Kind of, I got kicked
Tell
out.
Tell us more about Tony Twizzler first.
He's an old queen.
Right.
Kirk's met him. Tell us about Tony.
In more than one way.
So. Down an alley. Two alleys.
Tony looks about 40-ish, I guess.
Yeah.
Grey hair. Wears earrings. He's incredibly camp. He's married. He speaks with a really camp accent, but I'd say he's a good bloke, a good worker, and he's just fed up of all the shit that he went through with Jed.
So I said,
what have
understand.
You done?
I don't understand.
I haven't done anything. It's Jed, the other caretaker who's shagging the director of the company.
Jed, you live in some Jed. Sort of drama. Don't talk to him. Let him talk. Jed, he's talking about affairs. Jed.
Basically, one of the directors, Mark, right? His partner, Phil, is another director of the company. Business partners and relationship partners.
Potato.
Yet Mark is shagging one of the caretakers.
Jed, why do you know? Why does every company you work for involve your homosexuality? Why is everyone in any company you work for gay?
No.
Do you work?
How does that answer why?
pub watchers, gay.
That true.
Gay call line you did.
Seriously.
Gay.
I was there the other day, everyone in that organisation, everyone I met that night, was at least bisexual, if not gay.
So, can you just explain to me, what is Pub Watchers? Because I still don't understand.
It's a crooked company that lives in pubs.
Okay, what they actually do
but, yeah,
is
what,
they
yeah,
look after pubs that are closed. Like, right. while the pub's being sold by the owner and waiting for new people to move in, they look after it, make sure no one breaks in.
So they're kind of like legal squatters.
Right,
yeah.
So how did you get involved with them?
Through my friend Stuart, who Kirk met.
Why did you get fired?
Because Mark Richmond is a stupid twat.
What had you done? What
you've done something here.
We should totally call him up.
No, what did you do?
He's looking down, he doesn't want to answer.
What, you know what have you done?
You know,
I was there yesterday night.
I was there.
And today he told me he was fired, so.
So you did something last night?
I had done nothing wrong.
Jed, what have you done last night?
Nothing wrong.
Jed.
Okay, he was just looking for an excuse to get rid of me and Tony so he could go around shagging Alec.
So, he was looking for an excuse. What excuse did you give him?
That Tony was ill 5 minutes down the road and I'd gone to walk him back to the pub.
What?
He's not allowed to leave the premises while he's taking care of it, and he left for 5 minutes because the other caretaker was ill, and he fired him for leaving the premises.
Right, well, that is an understandable thing. Yeah, if your job description involves
is to
you,
stay in the pub.
You arsing
you
off.
The pub.
Alec could go out of the pub for hours on end and Mark wouldn't give a damn.
Bloody Mark! What a turkey twizzler of a man!
He's an old, fat, perverted man.
How old is he, Jed? Mark?
At least 51.
And how old is Alec?
17.
Does he listen?
And they're having sex together.
Do they listen to the podcast? It's not even legal, is it?
It is.
I thought...
Just about. Just about.
It was 18.
Not for gay people, it's 16.
Croak, the fun world you've entered.
Do you want in?
Rather not, thank you.
What do you want to say to that, Jed?
I'll give you his number if you want.
He likes 17-year-olds.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
With Liam and Jed.
Miller. So we've got quite the back catalogue of problems,
yeah.
Right?
You're in charge of this.
I've got two of them. I'll do the best two. Because we've got so much stuff to get through.
I'll have a look.
Okay, right. Keep the email up on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the first one. Ready? Dear Jed, obviously you're back now, so we add the context too. I have recently been in a marriage that split up.
You poor thing.
I say marriage, on my wedding day, the man I love ran out on me for the man he used to go out with. So it's a bisexual, trisexual thing going on there.
Trisexual?
Was there a third one we don't know of?
There was an horse there.
An horse? Oh, nay bother.
Oh. Right. So... what they are asking is, what shall they do? How do they get their husband back from, let's call him Dennis, or let's call him Mark? Let's call Mark the man and Alec her person to be wed with. And let's call her Jed. You're Jed, who was going to marry Alec.
Just get on.
I am very confused. Liam, what would you suggest?
What I would suggest? Just forget about him. Just find someone that's actually going to treat you right.
But that's true love.
Liam doesn't care anymore. He's
true love can be a fickle game, to be honest. I should know.
Well, we've got to stop there. Close the emails down. Liam, let's do a life problem and let's get the new Doctor of Love to sort it out.
Yeah.
Do your problem.
Yeah, there's this girl that I was going to ask out 2 weeks ago. Her name was Danielle. But the thing is, I found out she had a boyfriend. And obviously, I felt so distraught, so depressed. But I still have feelings for her. What should I do? Should I ask her about it? Ask her out even though she's got a boyfriend? Or should I just forget about her, forget the emotions, and find someone else?
Jed?
Wait till she's single. Act like a best friend and get in her knickers.
Do you know what I was waiting for? Shoot the bastard.
Here's a gun. Take it.
So, no, Jed, you sort of gave genuine advice there. Which is unusual for Love Shack.
It is, yeah. Enter Vince. Hello, Vince.
Vince, you're on the last ever podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to be on it, thank you. But thank you very much for offering.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine. Okay. It's a very good idea. But... so you're enjoying yourselves?
Yeah.
So this is the last one ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What's with the beard?
What's he like? He shouted last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Across the bloody car park.
Is this when you got sacked because you weren't in the pub you were supposed to be watching?
No, it was the night before you got sacked.
Yeah.
You got sacked?
Yeah.
Because the boss is shagging one of the colleagues, that's why I got sacked.
No, Vince, what it is he's not supposed to leave the pub. Because he's a pub watcher. And he said he left for 5 minutes. Which is leaving the premises.
One question, Jed. Why would you want to leave a pub? Think about all the drink you could have for free.
No, the brewery emptied it of alcohol. There was no alcohol left in the premises.
Damn.
Damn.
What they left was drunk by myself and Alec.
And Alec.
But it's like, I leave for 5 minutes, I get fired. Alec, the other caretaker, because he's shagging the boss... he gets to leave for hours at a time and doesn't get in trouble.
Hang on, Alex is a bloke?
Yep.
The boss is a...
bloke.
Everyone in this organisation is gay. We've established this. Jed, do you want to go to the toilet now? Because you were asking to.
In a minute, yeah. But 95% of the company sleeps with the same sex.
Yeah.
Most probably feel like the odd one out.
It's a very strange company. It's crooked and it's going to go down the pan soon if I have my way.
Why are you bringing it down in like a Die Hard style?
Yeah. Anyway, why have you decided to grow a beard, Vince?
Ask him about his haircut. Look at him.
I did ask him about his haircut the other day.
Dad said they got the council out to do it.
Your hair?
I thought he was caring the community. That's what I thought it was. You know, the people that they let out. Give me a job for a little while. Yeah, that have done it.
Right. What, community service?
I care in the community. These people aren't normally locked up.
Oh.
Because they're unstable. That's what I thought. Have you done your hair?
He does silence.
I'm bugging you about.
You know, silence, right. Jed.
You know, yeah, the guy who done it, he done it for £19 instead of £28.
Because he shaved the side bits off and realised he'd done it wrong.
Because it's the haircuts moulded into one.
And that's a perm at the front, by the way.
Yeah. At the front. It looks better now it's grown a bit.
Yeah.
When you first had it done, you looked a bit...
There is hysterics.
The thing is, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what you wanted.
You are different, Jed.
I think it's better than it was.
You've always been different, Jed.
I know.
He's all over the shop.
It's to get out of my debt. If it gets any worse, I'm going to fake my own death.
Why?
He already did that the other
way. You've already done it.
I've got to go.
Right. Why'd you come out the coffin and go?
Last time, don't see you before.
Or does the third year?
Right, so he's all like
that. But sorry.
I remember that back in the 20s, the colonel used to be on the high seas all the time. Boat, obviously going back, was all... And for some reason, his wife, the Coloneless, for example, had this bottle of sparkling water. Now, for some mysterious reason, she decided to open it when in the middle of a force 10 storm.
Nutter.
So she...
Jesus. Nutter.
So, but the only... The only problem is that there's some electrics in the actual boat. So
what,
she
what
had
year?
It.
The 20s and the 30s.
The 20s and the 30s, for example. Okay. Let's just say they had. Let's just say they had basic electric.
Yeah, basic.
I don't know, right, a TV right, that.
A
TV,
TV,
a TV
on
that
the
was.
Boat.
A TV that was always broken. Maybe, I don't know. Starting to electrify fish and then eat them, kind of thing. Yeah, she opens this bottle, his other half opens this bottle of spring water, or sparkling water, and what happens is, she spills it over the wire. But the amazing thing is, it blew up, but didn't actually blow up any part of the boat. Apart from there was a little hole in the bottom. So what she decided to do, is do it like they used to do on Top Gear, stick some foam down it, and they floated back to shore.
What happened then? Did he set up a food restaurant, or...?
No, he actually had his own foam company / food restaurant.
Oh,
so it used to. He used to specialise.
What's the foam company called?
The foam company is called Float My Boat, and the food company is called KFC.
What network are you on, Tom?
And it was
what
KFC.
What network
are
you on?
Float My Boat. FMB. I never thought.
FMB.
Find My Boat. That could be. That could be like. That could be Lonely Hearts for Sailors. And they had KFC as well. He was originally called Kentucky Fried Cat, but get in trouble with some Japanese.
So KFC is made up of cat.
That's what we call it, Kentucky Fried Cat, for some reason. Don't know why.
Right. What about Kentucky Fried Panda?
Sick and tired of England songs being re-released. Three Lives on a Shirt. 4 years ago. Three Lives on a Shirt. Well, buy the new one from Brazil, which has been specially translated. Brazil are brilliant. England are going down. The new Brazilian World Cup song. An alternative to the England song. Not suitable for Patriots. All Patriots might actually get slapped during pubs. Please make sure that you actually have permission to actually use the Brazilian... Used to Brazilian, so may not be played on Radio 1, otherwise Radio 1 may get shut down. And also don't play it out in public, because you will get slapped and you will end up in hospital. Terms and conditions apply. Will have to be imported from Rio de Janeiro, and the ship may sink, and then you have to use fed up delivery services. Hey, Jetcat. A Jedcast. A Jedcast. What can I say? I have enjoyed it from the first scene. Or jokes from the crew, especially those about the loo. Abner with his hat, he could cover anything like that. Tommy S with the style, now all that is on file. Jed with the attitude, sometimes I don't have a clue. That's all I have to say. From Liam, have a good day.
Jed, we've got a friend called Simeon.
Yeah.
Right?
Is he part of the band Simeon Mobile Disco?
No. And we wondered if you would go out with Simeon.
Right.
He's quite an attractive young man, if I do say so myself.
I don't even know who he is.
He's blonde, a little bit portly, wears quite tight pink t-shirts.
Is it you?
No. Simeon.
Have you got a picture?
Simeon. No.
Then no, I won't.
We'll get you a picture and we can make a video about it.
But out
I don't
of that
even
description,
know them.
Out of that description.
Without knowing them.
Do the impression of them.
He always speaks like this. That's how he speaks.
That is how he speaks.
It's a bit too camp for my liking.
Sounds like something.
How do you like your men? I'll put it out there.
Bears?
Oh, I don't like bears, no.
Bears.
How do you like them then?
Not too camp.
How do you like your men in the morning?
So Simeon's too far, too camp. Too camp.
Actually, it depends how well I know them.
Okay. Liam, what are you gonna say?
I was gonna say, well, you know that weird that weird juice advert? You know that how do you like your eggs in the morning? I've got a variation there. How do you like your eggs in the morning? Oh, right. In the bin, I hate them. How do you like your toast in the morning? Not burnt, but nice.
Right. Kind of like a variation. So what we've got to do is step outside at this point.
Oh,
because
right.
Because it's a Jed and Liam interview.
Because when you two first met, I said, Jed, interview Liam, I can't be bothered. And you do it. And I want you to do it again.
Liam, how are you?
I'm fine.
Have you been up to anything interesting today?
Haven't really been up to much. Bought myself a new CD, a dance CD. I'm not allowed to say the guy's name because it is trademarked.
Why?
It is a trademark of EMI Records. So I'm not
just
allowed
say
to
say it.
All right, Tiesto.
See, how hard was that?
But we don't want to get like the copyright police onto us. You use your copyright without her permission.
No, you won't. It's just the name.
Yeah.
So, tell me, what have you been doing in your little break from Jedcast?
What have I been doing? I've been just relaxing, just revising for my exams. Just sorting out a few personal problems.
Okay. Have you found a lucky lady yet?
I got close to, but sadly she had a boyfriend. I just feel, sometimes you feel like there's not that special girl out there. You just feel
I
like...
I know
you,
the feeling.
You're
I
just going to be sitting feeling. In, you're going to be sitting in the corner moaning when you're 17. I don't have a girlfriend, haven't since I was 16, which was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult.
Yeah. But I've always been that little boy in the corner, the little shy one. The little kid that's like...
You'll find someone one day, yeah. Liam. Don't worry. So, how's college been?
College has been treating me very, very well.
Scenario. Jed, you are the manager of a large business, okay?
Yeah.
Are you in that mind frame?
Yes.
We're coming to you with our problem. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'll knock on your door as if I'm coming in.
Yeah. Come in.
Mr. Miller, we're actually making a loss of over £3 billion.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, you're the manager, you're the CEO of this business. I need you to rectify this.
Go get some more credit.
We're being rejected left, right and centre. If we don't sort it out soon, this company will go under.
Go sell a building or something, I don't know.
Mr. Miller, I'll probably take you to court over this, because this is disgraceful, what you're doing here. This company that, you know, is... Well, it's a bank, is what it is. We're holding a lot of people's money, and if we lose it, then it's a disgrace.
I'm sure people won't notice a few pounds here and there.
£1,000, hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Just put bank charges up.
Mr. Miller,
sit back in his chair with his feet up. Like
right, honestly, Mr. Miller, I quit, alright?
Okay.
Well, I don't know why you're saying okay. I've been the financial aid here for over 300 years.
Here's the door. Off you go.
Good day, mate. I've heard about your credit problems, and I think I've got a solution for you.
What is it?
What we could do, I own a big bank over in Australia, right? And I think we can merge our banks, right?
Yes.
And then you can make a...
Yes.
I mean, last year we made £25 yes. billion pounds of profit, and everyone else was making a loss.
Yes.
I'll consider it. Next, please.
He didn't even finish, Jed.
Come in.
Hello, Jed.
Hello.
I understand you are responsible for manufacturing the new, well, I don't want to say the name of the car, but, you know, the estate one, the new 2010 model.
We don't make cars for a bank.
No,
next, please.
No, you do make cars.
Next, please.
Jed, you make cars. Go.
Right.
And you've been selling the last 30,000 models with faulty brakes. What do you want to do about it, Jed? Because we could kill thousands of people.
Fix them. Next, please.
How?
I don't know. Talk to the engineers.
What, 30,000 engineers? Jed?
Yeah.
Can't you do it?
No. Not my problem.
Not your problem. You're the head of the business, Jed. It is your problem.
Not my problem. Next, please.
End scenario.
Keel over boats to deliver it to your door. From just $25 a barrel, it'll be $25 a barrel plus $20 for delivery. Terms and conditions apply. The barrels may not be the proper size barrel that you actually buy on the stock market, but who gives a damn? And also, the fuel might not actually be the fuel that you asked for, but we don't care anyway. Petrol Limited.
Why would I want that?
Because it's cheaper, $45 a barrel.
Yeah, that's really expensive.
That's actually 20 gallons. 20 gallons. A gallon of fuel's £4. Which is roughly... no, hang on. It's about £8.
Well, then 4 times 20 is £40.
That's $45 a barrel you're technically paying. Which is... you buy it at $50 a barrel and you can buy it for $45. People sell it for $50 a barrel on the stock market.
Oh, this is like a young apprentice.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. That's because I don't know anything about...
No, I thought another one.
Liam, have you watched The Young Apprentice?
No, I thought of another one.
Will you go on The Young Apprentice?
I might go on next year. I've got one. I've got another one. Are you fat? Well, there is a solution to get yourself thin. Lose weight,
right, Liam,
you tubby git.
You're on Young Apprentice next year, right? Your task, you're manager of this task.
Yeah.
And you're going to be given... Let's do the one they had on week one, to sell all that cheese. How are you going to do it?
What I'll do, if you want to sell cheese, what are they selling cheese to? They're just selling cheese to the general public. What I would start by doing is I'll look at these...
You're managing the group, right?
I would look at these cheese, you know, like these cheese companies. I don't know, you've got like Leerdammer kind of thing that specialise in cheese. I'd go see the companies and say, look, we've got this new cheese. We're calling it, I don't know, Smelly Britain.
I don't know.
Because it smells like firm Britain, right? And we've got this cheese called Smelly Britain. Smelly Britain without, but Smelly Britain does not come with a gastric band.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
I've got this new cheese called Smelly Britain. Okay?
Right, yeah. Okay, we're the head of Leerdammer.
Head of Leerdammer. Yep. You've got to do a Dutch accent. Yeah. Dutch.
Okay.
And from the Netherlands. You've got to do that Dutch accent.
Leerdammer,
I've got this new cheese called Smelly Britain.
Yes.
And we're trying to sell it to new companies, trying to widen our horizons for our company Fat Cheeses, okay?
Yeah.
I was going to say, would you like to try and test it out and see, I would like to try and see what your opinion is of it.
Okay, yeah, okay, pass it over.
Here we go.
Yeah, okay, it's disgusting. It's horrible.
How would you improve
I'd never sell
cheese?
This in a million years.
So what do you think I should
do
with the cheese?
Wait, the task... In that first episode, was to sell already existing cheeses, Liam.
I'm just saying, let's just say there's a cheese called Smoky Britain or Smelly Britain. I'm just making it up. Well, alright, let's do...
Sell cheddar.
Yeah.
You're on the streets, how are you going to sell this cheddar?
Cheddar cheese, cheaper than the cheese store.
There'd be robots.
Where?
On the Earth.
On the Earth, I suppose, yeah.
Probably in the future.
Would you want one?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome.
What if would you want to be a robot?
No.
Why?
You have no emotions.
What about a cyborg mixture of both?
Nah. My dad's cousin, Anthony's gone missing.
Right.
Run off with some.
Has he faked his own death as well?
No, he's run off with some black guy's stash.
Stash of what?
Starting to get serious.
Stash of drugs.
It's getting quite dark.
Which drugs?
Heroin.
This is going really dark.
No. Where have you tried hunting for them, or are you not really involved?
Jed, would you allow us to dress you up in sort of a hat? like a safari man would wear, sort of safari clothes, give you a really big net, and then send you off to sort of try and hunt him down?
No.
Where would you look first if you had to? If you had to
My Uncle Keith's house.
Right, if you are listening, Stash,
Get out of there.
Go to Jed's Uncle Keith.
Oh, because my Uncle Keith has got this electricity meter. He put pound coins in.
So?
Good old Uncle Keith, he's been putting the same pound coin through the meter since September.
Has he got it on a string?
No, he's broken open the money box. He just keeps putting the pound coin through it. The electricity board ain't caught on yet.
Jed, stand up. Stand up. Right, put your hands in the air. Wave them and say, I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Now sing a happy song for us.
I'm happy, happy, happy. Very, very happy.
No, be more happy, Jed.
And put that thing down.
Jed, come on.
I'm happy, I'm dancing. Ooh-wee, I'm happy.
Right, are you feeling better now? Jed,
can you just put that down?
I have to have something in my hands to play with.
Jed, it's the last podcast. What have you got to say? This is it. It's the finale of Jedcast.
Yeah, I'm
going to
miss Jedcast. All of the episodes in a couple of ways.
That's all of the episodes summed up into half a second.
Right, now, Jed, what's your feelings of it?
It's been brilliant.
Been brilliant. Liam?
It's been absolutely... It's been fantastic. There have been ups and downs, but at least I'm happy that we got there in the end.
And Liam's back.
Yep.
Behind the mic. Kirky?
I've really enjoyed being part of Jedcast. It's been a great laugh.
And I think me and Zuki are basically the same.
Yeah.
But, Jed, should we tell you what we think of you?
What?
Come on, Zuki.
I want to start off by saying that it has been interesting for the last 10 weeks sitting opposite you.
A moron.
Like a fucking moron, really. To be honest.
Oh, his face is all yours.
What? And you always make those fucking stupid faces.
He's hurting on the
stop
inside.
Stop making the faces. Stop. Just stop.
We mean this in a loving way.
Yeah, in a loving finale kind of send off. This is your...
Jed, what have you got to say?
I'm going to miss the Jedcast. I'm sitting there recording these things. I've got one more picture before we leave.
No, Jed, right.
One more thing.
Is it
when I got lumbered with you, and I mean lumbered, because I didn't want you. On the Thursday, I did not want you at all. We did that first show, and I thought, he's good. He's got something different.
Yeah. I've got something different.
What would you describe that something different as?
Special needs.
No, I think the interesting thing about Jed is that somehow... He
sees facts and twists them into
He's
fiction.
He actually knows a hell of a lot of stuff. He's just incredibly stupid.
I've got one more thing I want to do.
You're a moron.
No. I've got some air freshener here.
No, you haven't.
Look, it smells so nice.
Liam, don't.
God, Jesus. That's brilliant.
You've killed Liam. Do you know what you just did?
Smell. What?
Right,
you just gave someone drugs.
You know what that smells like? That smells like an old
80s.
Smells like an old...
I do feel giddy.
Yeah, it smells like an 80s cab. There's an old man in there who's sweating in there. It does.
Oh, have I got like a raspberry now?
Do you know what that is? No, you look like a fucking raspberry.
He sniffed it. I don't know why, but because he's now high.
Right, okay. And that is it from Jedcast.
Do you want a round of applause, Jed? Do you want to say anything last? Just last.
The last words. Dying words of Jedcast. You're at a funeral. The funeral of Jedcast.
It's over. Fuck off.
Jed, there's something I've always wanted to say to you.
What?
You're a mongoloid.
A what?
He's gone.
Good riddance! There's been a skank and then there's been a pikey.
We should save it a minute.
Okay, right.
Okay. I just need one more thingy and I get a free coffee at McDonald's.